This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I am joined on the phone by Abigail Conway. Hello.
Hello there.
Now, you've got like a big project at the moment because you're a big performance artist and you've got something quite exciting happening, right?
Very, very exciting, yes. Currently taking over a whole building on Leighton Sports Ground and turning it into a working factory called Atomic 50. So it's all go at the moment, yeah. Building so, site.
Is it like an old school that's being transformed into a new kind of version of a factory, is that right?
That's correct, yes. Yes, we're taking over the whole building and turning it into a working factory. So, yes, it used to be a school and now it's going to be a functioning performance space for audiences to come and interact in the workshop.
So what kind of stuff will this factory make?
So Atomic 50 is a factory that looks at metalworking and in particular tin because Waltham, the forest, the borough, is actually very well known in the past for making tin products, in particular tin toys. Brim toys were very, very popular, and a company called Wells. So they made a lot of toys during the 30s and 60s and out of tin. So the factory isn't making toys, but audiences are making two objects out of tin throughout their journey in the factory.
So kids can come along and just make their own thing?
Yes, under the guidance from our factory technicians and skilled tin travellers, they will experience different rooms and environments and get stuck in with making two objects, one that they can take away and one that remains in the Atomic 50 factory for others to come and see when they go into the factory too.
Because this is, so like you say, immersive kind of theatre, and a lot of our listeners maybe don't really know what that is. Can you explain it a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, usually when you go to the theatre, you often sit in a seat and there's an auditorium and you're watching something end on. So immersive theatre is kind of a way of saying it's interactive with the audience. The audience are getting up from their seat and they're moving around the experience. So performers and facilitators and technicians and factory workers will be around this whole building and your journey through the building. You'll sit down occasionally, but most of the time you'll be on your feet and interacting with the performers and the performance itself.
So it sounds really, really fun. Like you feel like you're part of it then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, actually, you know, coming to Atomic 50 Factory, we're actually saying that when you come, you are put to work as tinsmith straight away. So you are clocking in with a clocking in card. You get your aprons, you get your uniforms, and you get cracking around the factory, almost like a production line, moving around these different rooms and environments to kind of learn about the tools that you need to make things out of metal whilst making them as well.
Did you have to do loads of research on this? Because like you say, there's a history in the borough of the tin working area, tin working and stuff like that. And did you have to really go in depth on that?
Well, I mean, luckily, I'm working with a fantastic organisation who asked me to be involved, which is Black Horse Workshop. And they are a wood and metalworking organisation and workshop place where in the community you can go and they have workshops, they have spaces for you to make things and studio spaces and a great cafe. So it's a real community organisation which celebrates the idea of making and creating. So I've worked with them and they've done a lot of research around the borough because they obviously are in the borough themselves, into these kind of old industrial factories that used to be here. We've gathered all of that and made this in response to all that research and history.
Have you had a go yourself? Have you made anything with tin?
Oh yeah, I've been making a few bits and bobs. Yeah, I'm not a specialist yet, but I can definitely, I know my tin snips from my hole punches, so let's just put it like that.
Oh, wow, okay. You already know more than I do, so that's pretty impressive. Because you've done loads of performance interactive work before. What makes it more interesting to you? Why is that kind of the route you've gone down?
I think it's because I'm really interested in getting people to feel like they're part of it, and part of a performance and part of the experience, that you don't have to come and sit and be told what's going on or see what's going on, that you're actually experiencing it. So I think for me, I like it because it's engaging and interactive with people on different levels and in different ways. And I really celebrate the artist in everyone and that creativity is in everyone and everyone can come and take ownership of something in a performance. So that's why I really like immersive and interactive theatre and workshops and making. So, and this is why Atomic 50 is really, really special, because it's not only for one type of person. It's for young people, 7 to 11, but also families and adults as well. Everyone can come, bring their own experience, pull up their sleeves and get their hands on some tin and make some beautiful objects.
Well, it sounds amazing. And we should say it runs all through April. Is that right?
That's correct, yep. From the 1st of April to the 30th, but we're open to the public from the 6th to the 27th of April. Tickets are £5 and you can find out all the information and get tickets on the Black Horse Workshop website.
And also perfect for the Easter holidays as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're open all through Easter, running 2 to 3 shows a day. So it's going to be quite full on for our factory workers, kind of like a production line in itself, in and out. With audiences, but yeah, we're really looking forward to working with the community and local people in the area who want to come along.
Amazing. Well, Abigail, thank you so much for chatting to us about it.
No, pleasure. Absolutely. Yeah.
And hopefully a lot of our listeners will get down.
Great. Thanks very much, Bex.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.